Israel has freed Meir Ettinger, the settler behind last year's arson attack, which killed three members of a Palestinian family, including a toddler. Ettinger was arrested and placed under administrative detention in the wake of the attack. The settler's release comes weeks after Israeli prosecutors decided not to extend his detention. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has said his country's armed forces will liberate Fallujah from Daesh in the next few days. Abadi described minimizing casualties among civilians and troops as the main goal of the military operations. Iraqi forces have been trying to flush out the terrorists from the city. Iran's oil minister Bijan Namdarzangana says Tehran exported over 2 million barrels of crude oil per day in May, putting the country's current production level at over 3.8 million barrels. He added that Iran has held discussions with international oil companies to increase its crude production and exports. French workers are planning to stage a rolling walkout at all 19 nuclear power plants countrywide to protest the government's proposed labor reforms. All the nuclear plants have supported the strike, which will start later Thursday. France has been the scene of numerous violent protests against the reforms in recent weeks. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is accused of running a fake university. Court documents and long-running lawsuits filed by some ex-students reveal that Trump's now-defunct business university was engaged in dishonest conduct. Trump's Democratic rival Hillary Clinton has accused him of enriching himself at the expense of ordinary Americans. The Chinese government has urged the United States to remain neutral in the dispute over the South China Sea. Chinese Vice Foreign Minister Zhang Ziglian said that the U.S. is not a party in the dispute, so it should take no position in the territorial realm. Thousands of people have staged a rally in the Venezuelan capital Caracas to protest against what they call foreign meddling in their country. Supporters of President Nicolas Maduro slammed the Organization of American States over its call for an urgent meeting on the Venezuelan crisis. The United Nations Food Relief Agency says some 4.6 million people in Burundi are suffering from malnutrition. The World Food Program said over 500,000 Burundians need urgent food assistance. Some 260,000 Burundians have fled war and persecution to neighboring countries.